Welcome to this segment of the Urantia Radio podcast by The Numbers. I always wanted to do this one. It's on paper 15, section 2, where it gives the physical organization of the super universes. And the numbers are just astounding. But let me read to you, because really, if you want to think about the physicality of the universe, how big it is, this is what the Urantia book says as it describes creation. From paper 15, paragraph 2, section 1. Only the Universal Father knows the location and actual number of inhabited worlds in space. He calls them by name and number. I can give only the approximate number of inhabited or inhabitable planets, for some local universes have more worlds suitable for intelligent life than others, nor have all the projected local universes been organized. Therefore, the estimates which I offer are solely for the purpose of affording some idea of the immensity of material creation. There are 7 superuniverses in the grand universe, and they are constituted approximately as follows. The system. The basic unit of the supergovernment consists of about 1,000 inhabited or inhabitable worlds. Blazing suns, cold worlds, planets too near the hot suns, and other spheres not suitable for creation habitation or creature habitation are not included in this group. These 1,000 worlds adapted to support life are called a system. But in the younger systems, only a comparatively small number of these worlds may be inhabited. Each inhabited planet is presided over by a planetary prince, and each local system has an architectural sphere as its headquarters and is ruled by a system sovereign. After the system, the constellation. 100 systems, about 100,000 inhabitable planets, make up a constellation. Each constellation has an architectural headquarters sphere and is presided by 3 Vorondadek suns, the most highs. Each constellation also has a faithful of days and observation, an ambassador of the Paradise Trinity. After the constellations, the local universe. 100 constellations, about 10 million inhabitable planets, constitute a local universe. Each local universe has a magnificent architectural headquarters world and is ruled by one of the co-coordinate creator sons of God of the Order of Michael. Each universe is blessed by the presence of a union of days, a representative of the Paradise Trinity. Once again, as we saw in the constellations, where they had the faithful of days, representatives of Trinity, in the local universe they have the union of days, also representative of the Paradise Trinity. Then we go on to the minor sector, which is comprised of 100 local universes. Then you have the major sector, which is comprised of 100 minor sectors, about 100 billion inhabited worlds. That's how much makes up one major sector. And there are 10 major sectors, about 1 trillion inhabited planets, constitute one super universe. Each super universe is provided with an enormous and glorious headquarters world and is ruled by 3 ancients of days. And then finally, the grand universe, which is made up of 7 super universes, and that makes up the present organized grand universe, consisting of approximately 7 trillion inhabitable worlds, plus the architectural spheres and the 1 billion inhabited spheres of Hivona, which is the central universe, by which the 7 super universes go around. The super universes are ruled and administered indirectly and reflectively from paradise by the 7 master spirits. Billions of Hivona, the billion worlds of Hivona, are directly administered by the Eternal of Days, one such supreme Trinity personality presiding over each of these perfect spheres. The plan of universe organization provides for the following units. 7 super universes, 70 major sectors, 7,000 minor sectors, 700,000 local universes, 70 million constellations, 7 billion local systems. I mean, these numbers just are so unfathomable. 7 trillion inhabited planets. Each of the 7 super universes is constituted as approximately as follows. One system embraces 1,000 worlds. One constellation, which is 100 systems, represents 100,000 worlds. One universe represents 10 million worlds. One minor sector, 1 billion worlds. One major sector, 100 billion worlds. And then finally, one universe, 1 trillion worlds. So eventually our super universe to which we belong will host 1 trillion worlds of inhabitable life. Pretty big. Pretty big. And those are just by the numbers. I mean, that is just, and this is in paper 15 if you want to read this up. It's a great section which sort of goes over the physical aspects of the 7 super universes and what each of those 7 super universes. See, we don't even see the entirety of our own super universe. The Milky Way, they say, is looking towards the center of Orvinton, our central universe, but it isn't, the Milky Way isn't the entirety. It's much too small. In fact, it's more likely that the Milky Way represents more of Nebadon, which is our local universe, than the super universe itself. And there are 7 super universes. So it's mind-blowing, it's expansive, and some would even argue fantastic. But again, this book gives structure and context under the premise that it is a logical and well-organized creation, not haphazard, not accidental, not random causation. There is structure in the universe. And this, by the way, was written by, I want to give credit to where credit is due, written by a universal censor who hails from Uversa. Uversa is the headquarters world of our super universe. If you go on our website, I think I still have some Gary Tong video. There's a lot of great artwork that is used to give the visual display of what we've just discussed. And it brings to focus not only the enormity of creation, but the symmetry of creation. So you can check that out going to our website and look for the video on the right side of the screen, Gary Tong, or go to YouTube and just look up YouTube. Urantia Films also produces a lot of these wonderful artistic videos that you can see online. That gives you a concept of what these universes really look like from space, the artist's rendition. We'll leave it there. By the numbers, wanted to share that with you for once. About time, right? On the Urantia Radio Podcast. See you next time.